Our guardian star lost all his glow the day that I lost you. He lost all his glitter the day you said no, and his silver turned to blue.
Like him, I am doubtful that your love is true.
But if you decide to call on me, ask for Mr. Blue. I'm Mr. Blue.
Hey guys, sad news. If you live in Austin, you've probably already heard the news that we lost an incredibly beloved and important member of our community on Friday. Paul Ray, host of KUTX's Twine Time, leader of Paul Ray and the Cobras, passed away on Friday. Our condolences go out to his family, his friends, and his fans. I'm one of his fans. Since I moved to Austin in 1991, I knew that on Saturday nights, on my way out, or on my way to a gig, I could turn the dial to KUT, or later KUTX, and receive an education in 50s and 60s soul, blues, or R&B music just by listening to Twine Time and its incredibly educated and passionate host, Paul Ray. Just the phrase, Twine Time, said in that southern accent, Twine Time! That would get me excited for the amazing music I was going to hear. His deep knowledge of the music and the artists and the albums and the players and producers and labels and the years it came out and his passion for the music itself were infectious. I was always finding new musical treasures like the Fleetwood's Mr. Blue or Funny by Maxine Brown and countless others. He was like your cool friend who turned you on to amazing music you might have missed throughout the years. So much so that the times that I was around him, I couldn't help but fanboy out. I'd thank him. He was always very sweet. So here's to our cool friend who turned us on to such great music. Rest in peace, soul man. Say it with me one time. Twine Time.
Call me Mr. Blue.
Hello, I'm Johnny, I'm your host. Welcome to the show. I am coming to you from my hotel room. I'm at the Marriott. I'm out of town playing some shows. I have a long time in between soundcheck and the gig, and I thought I'd reach out and say hello to you guys, all right? I've got a great show for you guys today. Allie Holder returns to the show. She's got a new album out called From My Veins Will Fall, which came out towards the end of last year. She's doing some residencies in Austin. In fact, she's playing tonight, Tuesday, January 19th at the Black Heart in Austin, Texas. If you do not live in Austin, find her at alliholder.com, A-L-I, Holder. We have a great conversation about living with cats and Little Brave. She's gone through some life changes. She went out and secluded herself in this ranch by herself, writing songs for a week and came up with some songs for her new record. Great conversation. Always a great time talking to Allie. She's an incredibly talented person. This album, From My Veins Will Fall, is definitely worth checking out. Go to allieholder.com, find out more about her, and find out about her residencies. Before we talk to Allie, let me tell you what is going on with me. All right, as I said, I'm in my hotel room in between soundcheck and the gig with Skyrocket. Looking forward to playing tonight. Should be good. I saw The Hateful Eight the other day in 70mm. Great movie. Unbelievable. Over-the-top violence, as you would expect from Quentin Tarantino. But it's almost like reverting back to like a Reservoir Dogs kind of violence. Anyway, a great movie. Beautiful movie. The soundtrack's absolutely fantastic. I saw it was on Spotify on the way up here. I started listening to it. It has an overture. It had an intermission. It was just a great experience. Great movie. Immersive, funny in sort of a very dark way, but a great movie. The Hateful Eight. Go check it out. I want to see Revenants, that Leonardo DiCaprio movie. I'm excited about that. Maybe I'll go see that this week. I don't know. Seeing what I'm doing. All right, if you're in Houston on Friday, Skyrocket will be playing at the Continental Club. That is Friday, the 22nd of January. We will be at the Continental Club. Come on out, check it out. I hope that you guys are all having a great week. I hope that you have a great rest of the week. I will talk to you on Friday. My guest will be KP and the Boom Boom. Great conversation. But for now, let's sit down and talk to Allie Holder. Her new album, From My Veins Will Fall, is out now. You can find her at allieholder.com. And she is playing tonight, Tuesday, January 19th, at the Black Heart. She's doing a lot of residencies. So go to allieholder.com and find out what you need to know. All right? Thank you for listening. Coming to you from a hotel. I'll be back in the studio next time you hear from me. All right? Thanks. Get down.
Good, lots of family. Lots of family.
You went to the Wichita Falls?
I did. I went for Thanksgiving and Christmas, and then they came here Christmas as well. So,
is there anyone else here from your family? They just all came for you?
No, the rest of my family lives here. Oh, okay. I say the rest, my aunt, my one aunt and uncle. A very small family.
What, can I ask you, what ended up being the fallout? I like you with sunglasses. I've had a couple of people wear sunglasses on this show.
They're prescription, at least.
I know. What was the fallout of the last one? Can you talk about that, of the last podcast?
Oh, I was just nervous that my parents were going to listen to it and, you know, worry about my spiritual
sanity. I've had people totally pull them.
Yeah.
Way more than one.
Well, once I actually went back and listened to it, I was like, oh, I've said way worse stuff to their faces, so this is fine.
Yeah, I think what happens is, and I've seen it happen to people, like, because when you started writing me, I was like, I've gotten this, not that you're not unique in your own way, but I'm like, I've gotten this exact email from you, like, everyone's going to hate me.
That makes me feel
And then you're
bit
like,
better.
You go back and listen to it, you're like, I think no one's going to think about it that long.
Yeah, it's true. No one is thinking about you as much as you think about yourself. It's true.
Isn't that a weird thing? Do you go through life having to check? Because I do have to check that shit. Because I'm like, everyone's mad at me from last night. I'm like, dude, nobody even know I was there.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I do the same. But I do try to keep it in check because I get a little carried away in my head as it is with anything. So, and you know, the older I get with my parents, the more they accept me for who I am. And
yeah,
they're big champions. So.
How do they like? The album, by the way, is absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
Great
you.
Job.
Thank you. I feel like I haven't done enough with it. I want to do...
It's weird because you were like on here in May, and then would you go write songs right after that and then go make it?
Yeah, I guess I did that. I went out... Had I already written the songs for it? Or
I
that
don't
was
think
before?
So.
Yeah, I think I went out to like a ranch and just isolated myself and
You did go out
wrote.
To a ranch. What, you wrote for 10 days? Did you write all those songs in 10 days? Like those songs you wrote there at the place? Or you wrote two
four
of them and you had four?
Four of them were written there.
That's good.
Yeah, two of them I had already written. But
did you write more that didn't make the cut?
I did. They were terrible. So it's a good thing.
When did you hit one of the ones? Like, when did you hit a good... Like, did you get out there? You're like out there... You knew you were going to be out there for 10 days, but say like the first three songs you write are just terrible. You're like, what the fuck am I doing out here?
Well, the first one was awesome.
Oh,
and then like
good.
The second and third one were terrible. So I was like, oh, well.
I came out, at least I'll have this song.
At least I have one.
Yeah.
But I don't know. And then I forget them. If I don't play them, I forget them, which is kind of unfortunate.
I do too. That's why I was going through songs. I mean, I didn't write that song, but I recorded it a few months ago.
Yeah.
That's a weird thing. People ask me that I go like, oh, you know what? I've got this show tonight. I've got to go learn a few of my songs. And they're like, what does that mean? I'm like, well, my relationship with some songs is very surface.
It
like
is.
I wrote it, I recorded it, and
That's it.
That was the extent of my relationship with it.
Or I got real excited about it for a couple weeks. Then I was like, I don't know about this one.
Yeah. It'll work tonight, though.
That feels like relationships. I feel, are we talking about songs or relationships? What are we talking about?
Pretty much the same, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so.
Are you in a relationship now? Should I even ask that? Is that terrible?
I am not in a relationship anymore. After four years of being in one.
Was it this record broke it?
No. Oh. Was not that.
Was it your isolation? So when you go out there and you spend 10 days in a place, you only saw the guy that was like the caretaker or whatever?
Yeah, I saw him once. And then I saw some bison. That's it.
Did you have internet?
No. I mean, there was like a breaking point where I would like go through like three different gates to like get up to the house and then like sit in one corner. I was standing on one leg, like checking my Facebook because I lost my mind. And then I realized how addicted I was to the internet.
It feels like now there's a time. Now is a time people are saying like, I'm hearing it a lot from people. Like, I can't do this anymore.
I can't do the internet anymore. Like, it's cool for what it is, but like, it's too much.
It's kind of fucked up though, because our whole thing, like what, if I don't get on social media,
no one knows I'm playing.
No one's going to know I'm, no one knows I'm playing. No one knows I'm doing this show that's just on the internet.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
And then sometimes I think, is the internet real? Like, what happens when the internet goes away? What are we left with? Hanging up posters by hand and like word of mouth.
I loved that time.
I'm too lazy for that time.
I loved it. I loved going to, can I tell you something, Allie?
Yeah, because
I'm older than you. And in the 80s, in 1989, I had a band called Panjandrum in Houston. And I remember going to the Kinko's late at night because they were 24 hours, the one by the university. And kind of talking to the dude, oh, you're in a band? Oh, that's a cool poster. And then the guy would come out and kind of talk to you. And then he's like, they used to have these cartridges.
Yeah.
And they could fudge the cartridges.
Oh.
So you just stick in the master cartridges, like whatever you want, man.
Make a thousand
So then
posters.
I started going and I'd go and get high. With the Kinko's dudes at like 1 in the morning.
To get free posters.
Yeah, and I'd hang out there until like, 2 or 3 in the morning.
That's such an organic way to do it.
It's so cool.
It's super cool.
I love the world back then. You had a guy. I had a guy at Ginny's that's over by the university here when I moved here in the early 90s. I had a guy.
Yeah.
He had a weird limp, but I didn't even have to get him high. He was part of the cause. He was like, you're in a band? Dude, here, let me just hook you up.
That's so nice. I still use Ginny's, but they don't give me anything for free. That's for
sure. I don't think they can.
Yeah.
I think all those things have become like computerized and the man is always watching them.
Man, that's a sad thought.
So where was this place? Medina, Texas?
Yes, it was. Sure. Yeah. That's exactly where it was. Yeah. It's kind of by Kerrville. I mean, it was kind of like out. I couldn't remember how to get there unless I looked it up, lots of turns. But I feel like I did that. I put out the album, did a little Indiegogo for some press. And then now
you hired a publicist?
I did. And now it's just like I start residencies this month. So every second and fourth Thursday, I'm at Stay Gold with my band. Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday.
Thanks, because that's what I wrote down.
And fourth Tuesday, I'm at Stay Gold with my band. And every third Tuesday, I'm solo at Blackheart. But I feel like I just need to get out somehow myself and like get this EP all over the internet. But it's like, how do you do that?
You don't want to even be on it.
I know. I'm willing to make the sacrifice if I can get it out there. But
so you hired a publicist?
I did.
And that publicist never even reached out to me to get you on the show. What kind of publicist was that? Terrible. They have another most important talk show of all time.
Right.
Which is how I'm touting the show now in 2016.
I like that. It's good. The most important talk show of all time.
Yeah. Dude, where else are you going to hear about Allie Holder living in the woods?
Mm-hmm.
Was it the woods or was it like a rancho?
It was a ranch. It was called Madroño Ranch.
Okay.
And it was awesome.
And you really read Stephen King?
Oh, yeah. I love Stephen King. But that was my treat at the end of the day. Like, I'll get up and like, do some yoga, songwrite all day, and then like paint in the evenings, and then
when you songwrite all day, like give this to the people that don't know, because I've done that thing where you're like, okay, I'm gonna do this thing, and you get up and you start a routine.
Yeah,
and it's real tough the first couple of days.
Yeah,
like you're like, oh my god.
Yeah,
I just watch a movie and maybe I'll get inspired. I do that.
Take a nap. Yeah, play with my cats.
Are you a napper?
Not anymore. I used to be, but now just my day's ruined if I nap.
Okay. So, all right. So you get up and you do yoga, have some coffee, and you're not plugged. Nothing is coming at you. There's no TV.
None.
There's no.
Well, I don't have a TV in my house either, but
there's no internet.
No,
there's
Netflix, no nothing. Yeah. And I'm also, I write morning pages in the morning, especially when I'm in a routine.
Talk to me about this because I need to start doing this immediately.
You should.
I've done it and I've stopped.
It's so nice. You just get up and I try to do it in the morning just because that's when your brain's the foggiest or when my brain's the foggiest. It just kind of pierces through that vulnerability and just lets you write whatever's coming to mind.
I cleaned up this whole area and see I put a notepad in a chair and that is my...
That's the first step.
That is the first step. Admitting you have a problem.
I will say isolating myself makes the schedule a lot easier at home. I can only stick to like one or two things in the morning and then it's like, I got to get on with my day, you know?
Right. Okay. So you get there, you sit down. When you sit down and write a song, do you have anything? Do you have a title? Do you have an idea?
I had like part songs, like half songs that I'm working on. Or if I couldn't think of anything, I'd just draw a tarot card and try to get something out of that, make it up. Or something that relates to me through that card.
That's interesting. And then also information from the story you had read the night before from Stephen King?
Well, not really, no.
Your thing really makes it seem like you...
Yeah, well...
You went out there and you were like...
I think I just got a little crazy after like a week and of isolation. And I, you know, already was reading Stephen King. So I thought if someone broke in right now, which who... The only thing I saw out there that was threatening was like a javelina one night. And I just stayed in my little compartment. But I thought if someone were to break in and murder me, if they were to like slice me open, then the Stephen King words would just fall out because that's what I was saturated with. But then that, you know, I got a song idea out of that.
What song?
The From My Veins Will Fall.
Okay. The main song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should have put in parentheses.
It's weird because I'm trying to think of there's a devil song on there that sounds like.
It is.
Like the second it started, I was like, oh, this must be a Stephen King jam.
That's not, I wrote that about reading, it was a song prompt. You're supposed to read people's last words in Texas when before they're executed. And that's where that came from.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, it's a trip. You should do it. It's sad.
What kind of group are you involved in where you're doing all this cool shit? Nobody invites me. That's the other thing that's problem with Facebook.
I'm not a part of that group anymore.
Oh. You got kicked out?
I just stopped getting emails, so.
I've gotten that before. I was in a songwriting group, and then all of a sudden, somebody was like, hey, man, I haven't seen your name on the thing. And I was like, oh, I guess I'm not.
Oh, I guess I'm out.
In the group.
Yeah. Anyway. So, I don't know. I'm not a part of anything like that. There's a poetry one that I'm air quoting a part of.
Yeah.
But I haven't done anything because I've been a little upheaval in my life.
What?
Just being newly single.
Yeah. And so this is pretty new.
It's like a month old, you know.
Oh, wow, shit.
Now I have a new roommate, Little Brave. She moved in.
No way.
Yeah.
I love her.
So now we have the cat shack. We have more cats than people in our house.
I love the stuff you guys do together. There was a thing where you guys were wearing blue lipstick.
Yeah.
And had weird colored hair.
That was cool.
Did she take those pictures of you as a tarot person? Or did
Jazz? No, my other friend Callie did, but Jazz helped out on both of those shoots, actually. Yeah.
I love Jazz.
I do too. I just saw Jazz the other night.
You did?
She's so pretty.
She is pretty. Okay, so are you sleeping in the whole bed? That's a big question. You're still sleeping on the side?
Well, that's interesting because I've never slept in the whole bed. Always since I was a child, like just kind of ball up on one edge. But then now I've noticed that I sleep diagonally, like my head's still on my spot and the rest of my body is just like...
How many cats are in that bed with you?
Just two.
Okay, just two.
Now that it's just me in the bed, I'm thinking, how do we ever fit four of us in here, you know?
Yeah.
Two cats and two people.
Yeah. No shit. That's a tough order.
Yeah. Well, no.
I mean, is it taking you to new song places? Are you okay? That's a long time.
It is. Well, and you know, he's in my band, so.
Oh God.
We haven't seen each other. We haven't seen each other in a month, and we have our first gig together again at Stay Gold on the 12th. So I think it's gonna be okay. I think we're both mature enough, and if not, you know, we'll work it out.
Yeah.
Figure something else out.
Wow.
Yeah.
So these other shows that you're doing, like the residencies, you do by yourself?
The Stay Gold one is with a band, my band, which is like Daniel,
okay.
Jeremy, Jacob, and then the Blackheart one will be solo, which I'm kind of excited because I have a bunch of like weird non-band songs that I want to try out. And it'll be with the guys from Sideshow Tragedy.
I love those guys.
Yeah.
Wait, they're going to be playing, it's you're like opening for them.
Wolf Dog and Dirt Boy. It's whatever.
Okay.
Weird.
Oh, right.
Weird side.
Do they play different songs?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I've never seen it.
You've never seen it?
No, I've never seen it.
I've never seen Wolf Dog. I love Sideshow Tragedy.
Yeah, those guys are sweethearts.
Very sweet. They hit me to, you don't have to wash your pants. I never washed these jeans. Yeah. I have another pair I've never washed.
Wait, how did we get on not washing jeans?
Because they support that. They don't wash their jeans. They get nice jeans.
And they just don't wash them?
And that's how you do it. You freeze them.
What? You're lying to me right now. You are making this up.
I'm not.
You freeze them like in the icebox.
Yeah.
Put them in there.
Overnight in a plastic bag so they don't get freezer smelly.
What? But what about...
And it kills the bacteria.
Bar smelly.
It comes out. I don't know.
Here's my problem. I don't have a rear end, so if I don't dry my jeans, they don't fit.
Right.
After a couple days, they're like basically JNCOs, you know?
Yeah.
Would that work in the freezer?
I think so. You talk to them. Okay. They're the gurus of jeans.
I will.
They are. I mean, they know what's going on.
I believe it.
So those shows, have you not done a lot of solo stuff?
Not recently, no. I kind of took a break for like almost a month not playing. So,
do you get a vacation during the winter break when teachers get a vacation? You get a vacation.
Well,
from work,
I actually worked both my jobs over winter break, which was at Laguna Gloria and at Painting with a Twist.
Okay,
so no, okay. But I do like most of the year just work one job. So, there's a couple months out of the year where I work both jobs. So, no, I don't. I feel like I don't ever get a vacation, but I'd like to do what I like to do.
Yeah.
So it doesn't feel like work.
Right.
And they allow me to, like, leave and play for 2 weeks if I want to.
Yeah.
So it's best case scenario.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I think so.
Do you guys have a cool decorated house? Is it a house or an apartment?
Yes, it's a duplex.
You know, I did some photos with
Steph, I know. They're beautiful. Yeah. I've seen them. They're beautiful. You should come over. Hang out with us and our cats.
I would love that.
we just put up a thing on the wall so people can write like their favorite quotes, like a big piece of butcher paper or post art or do whatever they want to do. Like a real face.
I would love
like a
to
real
do that.
Wall that you can post stuff on.
Oh, yeah.
Just not on the internet.
Yeah, like real Facebook.
Yeah.
Like a real thing.
Wall book? Wall post?
Just don't call it anything. Just be like, hey, that's my butcher paper on the wall.
Just come over and write on this
butcher
paper.
It doesn't need a branding name.
That's true.
Like, although I will say Allie Holder, that's a great name.
Thank you.
That is a good name.
Thank you.
Straight up. That's a straight, great name.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So let's go back to Medina.
Okay.
What did you eat when you were out there? Are you a cook?
I wouldn't say a cook. I'm pretty lazy when I'm by myself. I like to cook when there's other people involved.
So what did you do for food?
I eat smoothies every morning. And then, you know, I just try to, when I'm in a routine, I try to eat like paleo type stuff.
Oh, really?
You know, just kind of eat healthy and like keep my body and mind running, not on sugar. So I eat pretty healthy out there.
Did you have to get off sugar at some point? Like, did you have to do a conscious thing where you're like, okay, no more Oreos?
I have to constantly get off sugar. Like, over Christmas, I destroyed my brain and body with sugar to a point where I was going to start eating, like, healthy again on January 1st.
Yeah.
And then, like, the Monday before January 1st, I was like, it's got to be now. I can't. I will eat myself into a diabetic coma if I don't start now.
I was going to do that with January 1st, but I got back from Houston because I played there on New Year's Eve.
Where'd you play?
At the Astorian. Beautiful place.
Mm-hmm.
Awful sound.
Houston's cool. I've been there recently and it's hip.
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea.
People give it a bad name. It's got great art. It's got great.
Greg and DeBray.
It's got the Rothko Chapel.
Yeah, and that Montrose area is super cool. And then the rail or whatever it is.
Got the train. I've never taken the train.
So cool. Like,
yeah.
It's the future.
Got a great Continental Club there.
Yeah.
And then the Sig's Lagoon record store next to it. Great.
I just went there.
Isn't it awesome?
It is super cool. Two stories.
Yeah.
That whole area is super cool.
Those guys get stoked. Like my band Skyrocket, there's seven of us. And like, I think like five of us every day, like once a month when we play there, once every 6 weeks.
We just
invade that place and everybody spends like, you know, at least $50. And
that's amazing.
They're fucking stoked when they see us.
I don't even have a record player anymore.
You don't?
I don't.
You don't have a TV or a record player?
No, the record player got moved out in the breakup, but I don't like TVs. That's for the best. But
really?
I watch Netflix, so it's...
See, that's a weird...
Fine.
I don't watch it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't watch, like, ABC Tuesday night show.
You weren't watching, like, the Harry Potter marathon over the weekend on ABC?
No, I didn't even know that was on. But I don't know. I watch HBO. That's a weird thing. I've had all these people that have always said, I don't watch TV. And then they're like, oh, I watched 18 hours of Netflix yesterday. Yeah. And you're like, you know, it's kind of like watching TV.
Yeah. It's just different. It's more
on your phone or computer or pad.
More specific TV.
Yeah. Anyway, so you're out there. No Netflix?
No, yeah. I have Netflix.
You had it out there in Medina?
Oh, no, in Medina, no.
You just had no...
I had nothing. I did have that breaking point where I went up and checked my Facebook.
Right. But did you listen to music? Do you listen to music when you're writing music? No.
Sometimes I have to remember to listen to music. The last month or so, I even, got a Spotify account just so I can, inundate myself with new music and inspiration. And I love it. I forget it. I get so critical of myself and any other music that I forget to enjoy it, you know?
You know what's interesting I've noticed is that, when I have to listen to somebody's stuff before they come in to do a show, or if somebody gives me a record, if I'm in a bad mood, I won't listen to it. I know myself well enough that I have to.
It'll taint it.
Yeah. My moods affect my judgment.
We are human.
Isn't that a feminine trait?
More than a masculine. That's a human being just trait, human? Right? I think that women can access their emotions better, so it's easy to relate it to that.
Yeah.
But I think both people.
Did you talk to yourself when you were out there?
Yeah, I talked to myself fascinated. All the time, though. Okay.
All right, so after your time in Medina and after your time, what Stephen King book were you reading?
I was reading, is it 1964? It's the fiction he wrote about Kennedy being assassinated.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really good. I think it was 1964. I could have that year wrong.
Interesting. Okay, so you leave, and then you decide, I'm going to make this EP, and you go back to Mississippi where you made the...
I went back to Mississippi.
You made in preparation for Saturn's return.
Yeah, everything was the same, except we had a different drummer, who was this, guy who plays in a 90s country cover band. He makes, thousands of dollars a show, one of those. He dresses up like Alan Jackson from, a boating video in the 90s. Superstar. He was awesome. But other than that, it was pretty much the same. We just knocked them out. It was fun to record this time because I knew more of what I wanted. It was easier now that I'd done it before to make decisions and I don't know. Just
how long did you? How long did it take?
A week.
Shit, man.
That's all we had.
Great job too.
Thank you.
The recording was great, and yeah, you know, man, I love your voice. That's why I wanted to do those shows with you.
Yeah, I want
you
too.
I just wanted to hear you sing in my face.
Let's do that. I just need a month in advance.
I know.
Yeah.
Did I not give you? Oh, no. They were the way that they give me gigs there is
oh, can you play tomorrow?
No, they give me a week or two.
Oh, okay. That's better. But yeah,
that's a nice place. Have you ever been there? The Townsend?
No, I don't even know where it is.
It's across the street. It's across Congress from the Paramount.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it's kind of the Paramount's hang.
Hang?
If you go, there's an important thing going on at the Paramount. Go there before and after, and you will see.
Hey, that's good to know.
The folks you want to see.
Have you played at Geraldine's?
No, but I went there.
How was it?
I went there to eat, but I didn't eat. I just drank, and then there was a lady that I had never met before who spoke a lot to me.
Wow. It's a compelling story.
It was a compelling story. I can't remember her name right now. She's very nice. A film person.
Okay.
And she was like, are you kidding me? I got to tell you about this. And so I didn't get to see the band very much.
Oh, no.
And I was kind of in the back. That place is super cool. And Lauren.
Yeah.
I like Lauren.
Hugh Carey. Yeah, she seems really nice.
She's very good. I thought you'd be bros with her. I thought that she was part of that circle.
I have met her via jazz a long time ago. But I don't really know her. But she seems very great.
Yeah, she's great. She's very nice and very... And I think she works with bands, too.
I know she does the session stuff or whatever.
Right.
Or she did those videos.
She did those, yeah.
I love that video of jazz where she's...
Is it the...
Sailor Boy
church. Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Just like to watch it and weep on occasion, you know?
I love her. Hey, let me ask you this. Why were you doing a Tiny Desk Sessions the other day?
You know, just put it out there. I did one last year. They're doing the open call or whatever.
Oh.
Last year, my video was terrible, but it was just fun to put it out there. And this year, it's a little more. It was very quick. We took one take and it was mildly stylized, but it would just be fun to put something out there. And then I can have it for solo booking as well.
Right. This is what I do.
I need to. So when Daniel and I always toured together every year. So as a duo. So now I'm having to kind of like reevaluate how I'm going to go out on the road. Like, am I going to go out solo? Am I going to try to bring a band? Am I going to find just another instrumentalist or another songwriter?
Can I ask you a question that's real weird?
Mm-hmm.
Would you get into a relationship that has that much of your shit in it again?
You know what I mean?
Because it's not just a breakup. It's like, oh, man. And then the dude that I toured with, and what, are we going to tour?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, are you going to be a little bit more like, you know what, dude? You're going to be my boyfriend. I want you to work at, like, Penny's or something.
Yes, Penny's. Is there
even Penny's anymore?
Nowhere else. Just Penny's. Well, you know, I would like to say that, look, after, especially, like, I didn't cancel. I had to cancel a couple really exciting shows I was going to open for Math Electrician. But it was tacked onto this tour with Daniel in the Midwest. Sure. So we do a Folk Alliance. And I just let him take that over just because I didn't think that would be wise for us to do it. And so that being said, I would like to think that I would keep things separated in the future.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, if it happened organically and there was this like... I now am like, oh, I never want to be with a musician again.
Right.
Because just for that reason. But if it happened organically, who am I? I'm so romantic. So it,
you
never know.
Yeah. There's like a presentation of you that when you meet you, you think like, oh, this is a person that can be like, oh, I'm not going to date any more music. But when you talk to you a little bit more, you're like a little bit more of the heart. Like, I can't make those decisions.
Yeah. It, whatever happens is
I just
happen.
Wondered because I don't ever.
Yeah.
I don't ever date you guys.
Y'all
I never
are
date us.
Out of my category.
I never date us.
Yeah. I think it's smart. I have been thinking, like, I haven't dated in so long, and I don't know even know what that would be like, having been in a relationship for so long, but I think I don't want to date. If I have, like, a relationship, yes, be with a musician, but, like, I don't want to date people in this music scene. I don't want to compromise friendships or people who could be in my band eventually or just, like, it's kind of incestuous in these parts.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a lot of the same parts.
Yeah. I've never dated anyone from the podcast, even when I was single.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
That's pretty badass, huh? Someone once asked me out, though.
Ooh.
And we went to lunch, and the first thing she said is, not that I have anything against it, but if you know me, usually the first question isn't, what's my spirit animal?
But it's not the first thing I would think to ask you.
No, and I was just kind of thrown from that. She was nice.
That's good.
It was just weird. It was kind of like at the end of the thing, and she left, and then I got a text. Like, pretty much like she got home, hey, you want to go have lunch?
Talk about our spirit animals?
Yeah.
Well, sorry that didn't work out.
It didn't. So I'm sure she's a perfectly nice person.
Yeah, for sure.
So there we go.
Yeah.
That's okay, so you go to Mississippi, you make this record, then you hire a publicist.
I
do. You use the Indiegogo. How much did you
I got raise? Like $2,000 for
okay,
Indiegogo.
So just like okay.
And then I use like a grand of my own money. And just to get some press,
it's hard to get press, isn't it?
It's hard to get press. And then I didn't exactly I don't know. I got a Texas Monthly thing, which was cool. I got like a video or a song premiere in Texas Monthly for Feel Alive, which was cool. But I just now want to focus on like really putting the rest of this, like this whole next year, like putting the rest of this out there, this album. And like Jazz and I are going to do a video. Hopefully I'll, you know, promote the hell out of it as well.
For one of the songs?
For one of the songs, yeah.
Is she going to direct it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
She's going to be in charge.
Wow. I bet she can do that.
Oh, yeah. She's great at it.
Yeah, she's got it together.
She does.
Let's stop talking about her. This isn't like the Jazz Hour. I think she's been one of the people that's been on this show the most.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she knows we love her.
Yeah. And Susanna Schofield.
Yes.
Has been on here the most.
Man, she's great.
She's great. Is she part of that group of people?
I don't know. I mean, maybe. I think more so like... Jazz, yeah.
Yeah.
I've hung out with her a few times. She's very sweet. I love her music, even before I knew her.
Yeah, she's great, huh?
Yeah, one time when she first had Lulu, I brought her some Thundercloud sandwiches, and I was like, oh my God, I'm bringing Susanna Schofield sandwiches. This is so exciting.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. But I don't really know her.
Who else? Stephanie's amazing.
Stephanie's
amazing. I still am high on that record.
Yeah, she's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the thing is...
And the artwork and just everything about her is great.
She's so good at all the arts.
Yeah.
It's crazy. She's going to play...
There's some very strong women
Yeah.
going on right now.
Thank goodness.
In this scene. Don't you think?
Yeah.
I think way more than in the 90s when I was around. It seemed like Patrice Pike was kind of the...
It's like a different wave of feminism these days, I feel like. Very, like, just kind of do it DIY. Feminist, you know.
Well,
what
you guys
mean?
Also seem to be organized, like together.
Yeah, well, working people, together. Yeah,
you people seem to be organized as well. Now, you know, you get together and you help each other out with stuff, and you
it's so necessary.
Yeah. It's awesome.
It's community.
Yeah,
she's Little Brave's gonna play the last day of my in March at Stay Gold with me.
Okay,
that's her one woman band.
Do you find it hard to do a residency that's not every week at the same place? Because that was a thing when I was looking at it. I was like, I remember, you know what? I've never done one. People have offered me an every other week residency thing, and I'm always like, I don't want to confuse people.
Well, I did Blackheart every Wednesday night with Christy Hayes and Elsa Cross for like a year, and it was awesome. But it was also like, you know, if I went out of town, I had to get it covered and it's, you switch out band members more often because everyone's got gigs other times as well.
And it's hard to keep a thing every week fresh in the same place.
It is.
You got to write a lot or you got to
you got to think that aren't the same people aren't listening. So at the end of the year, we had a whole lot of people showing up because finally, after months and months, like people were catching on. So I think it takes a while, which is the frustrating thing. But every other week, I'm okay with. I mean, it is not every week, but I'm okay with it. I think it'll be good. Because who wants to come to something every week?
There are things that are fun. You know, even the cool, fun things every week, I drop in every now and then.
Yeah.
Mondays seem to be a big night. Like, I do from time to time go see Bob Schneider.
Really?
Once every few
months.
I've
never done that.
I drop
Saxon?
In on the... Have you never seen one of those shows?
No. It's like $20.
It is?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I'm too famous to bake over there.
I'm too broke to bake over there.
No, I know a dude. Yeah, that's worth going to, man. Yeah. It is weird. It can be so uncomfortable and just... terrible and weird, but it's awesome while it's happening.
Yeah,
like, because he really does go for, he's a guy that, like, if you're gonna do something every week, do it like that. Like, I mean, he springs like fucking 5 new songs on his band at the show.
Yeah, that's impressive.
And like some songs he will stop after the first verse and go like, wow, that song is so bad, I'm sorry. Shit like that's pretty badass.
Yeah,
it's just interesting to see someone. You're not going there to see his best stuff.
Yeah.
Like you would on a Saturday night at the Paramount.
Yeah.
But
you're there to work with him.
Yeah. And he's a fun guy to do. Like, he makes that very entertaining for the audience. Yeah.
Well, like, I feel like when we were doing the Blackheart and stuff, it was almost like a glorified practice. Like, we were all just getting better together on stage while playing this show. Right. You know, like, we were all figuring it out. Which
Austin's
awesome.
Telling you, you can't really do that in L.A. You can't really go, like, yeah, we're working it out. A couple months, we're going to be having it. I do like that about here, though. I mean, I've done that myself. Like, let's get a weekly gig so we can get our shit together.
Yeah. L.A. seems so crazy.
Yeah. I do like that about the scene here. There's a lot of, like, hey, you're working on this. Do people give you honest advice? Like, when you hang out in that circle of ladies, do people go like, hey, man, you're not so not very good?
Yeah, I mean, I would say, like...
I bet Stephanie gives honest...
Yeah, I mean, if I ask, she'll tell me. But I usually don't ask people anything. I don't want to hear it. But, like, the same, you know, criticism I get from people is the same criticism I've been getting for years. So it's kind of like when they ask me stuff, I'm like, man, I'm trying to work on that. But I, you know.
What criticisms do
people give
you? Like,
enunciate your words. Like, man, I'm trying.
I think that you have a style of singing, then that's the way you sing.
Well, thank you. I cannot say my words or like, you know.
The funny thing is, don't you get like, do you ever get like one person says like, hey, you need to enunciate more. And then another person's like, man, you know, you enunciate a little bit too much.
I know. Or people will be like, you need to get better at guitar. Or they'll be like, you're so good at guitar.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. That's been a weird thing with this show because I will literally get the exact opposite advice from people like one day to the next. Somebody will be like, oh, dude.
I learned early on that no one.
Got to kind of follow your heart.
Yeah. You can't make everyone happy.
No. That's a good policy.
It is.
So the other weekly shows I'll go see Elias Haslinger on a Monday at the church on Mondays.
Who's
at the
that?
Gallery. Elias Haslinger.
I don't know who that is.
Jazz guy.
Ooh, I love going on Tuesday nights. See Ephraim.
Phenomenal. I need to work that into my weekly thing.
Yeah.
Because I, when I've gone up there, he blows my mind, but also getting to see Brandon Temple up close playing the drums. Yes, yeah. Red Young. I just get kind of freaked out by Brandon.
I'm not often out at 10:30 p.m., but when I am, I like to do that. Maybe I'll do that tonight. Is it Tuesday?
Tonight is Tuesday.
I probably won't.
This is your first time playing Geraldine's? It's a really nice place.
Yeah, it is. I'm excited.
It really is.
I'm going to shower and stuff and, you know, look nice.
You're not going to go like this?
No, I've been wearing this a couple days.
You know what
days.
I like about you? In the morning, there's like a, the morning hits you, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm not a morning person. I really have to work at it. And I've been trying to wake up at like 8 or 8:30 just to like get stuff done and like.
Did my text at like 7:30 freak you out?
No, not at all.
Because I waited an hour.
Because I went to bed right after I texted you last night. So, I've been having trouble sleeping. So I just try to get in bed and make an early day out of it the next day.
It's hard. It's hard to stay up late for me now.
Yeah.
I have to really try. The other night playing New Year's was hard.
I drank coffee at 7 p.m. on New Year's Eve.
You did.
So I could specifically stay up. Like,
what'd you do?
Well, funny you ask. One of my friends came into town from Albuquerque. We had so much fun getting ready. Like, we were young girls. We're like, we're going to make out with someone at midnight. It's going to be so fun. Then we get to radio, which I love. And this band is playing. They were great.
You went to a coffee shop for New Year's?
It's also a bar.
None.
quit making me look uncool. And so at like 11:30, I'm like, end up crying because I realize like, what? I'm not making out with anyone. These songs are too sad. Let's just go to the after party. So we miss midnight. Like, we get to the after party. Do you know Amy Sue Berlin?
No, but that name sounds familiar.
She's wonderful. You would love her. She is all sorts of wonderful and silly. But we went to her house. We heard all these fireworks. We, like, went outside to look at them. Then we're like, oh, let's get the phone so we can have a countdown. And then it was like 12:05. And we're like, well, that's perfect. And we were crying a minute ago. We missed New Year's. It's okay.
I had a fucking confetti cannon go off very near my face.
That's scary.
Yeah. I wasn't ready for that. Someone tapped me on the shoulder and said, look out for the cannon. And
what a thing to say to someone.
Yeah. It was one of the guys that set up the cannon. They were real cannons, legitimate cannons.
Full of confetti. Those poor assholes who had to clean that up.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that.
Glitter and confetti, man.
Yeah. Boy, it was a crazy new year.
That's awesome.
Do you think 2016 is going to be a good year for you?
I do. Yeah? I think that it has to be.
Did you make any resolutions? Were you like, I'm outside of the paleo diet and like not eating any more sugar?
Yeah, just basically to be creative every day and to not close myself off.
My cousin Megan gave me that for Christmas, and I think it was possibly the most important Christmas gift I got. That's why I said it there.
That's amazing.
She wasn't kidding.
Yeah, it's true. And the other thing I think, I guess, again, forgetting what it's like to not be in a safe relationship. It's kind of, I just want to not close myself off. I want to be able to, like, open myself up and get hurt and have fun and, like, not just be so in my head about stuff and just, like, be in my late 20s and act like it and not act like a 50-year-old lady at home with her cats, you know? It's my resolution. Get out there.
I'm glad you didn't do the other one, though.
Get my heart broken.
Like the divorcee. Like, I'm in that band Skyrocket, and our demographic is like when somebody leaves their husband, then their group of ladies like, oh, we're gonna take you, we're gonna go to this show and really get down. So we have a lot of that that group in our thing.
Yeah.
30s to 50 recently divorced.
Wow.
Well, no, that's and funny. Sometimes they go a little like over the top.
Yeah, well, I don't drink, so it really tampers the going over the top. So
so you're safe, and also you're not going to make any bad decisions.
Well, I mean, I like tend to emotionally, I'm cold and dead on the inside, or I'm like in love. So it's hard for me to
make
rational decisions. I don't know about bad decisions, but rational.
Yeah. It's hard for me to remember that not everyone is a raging sexaholic inside.
Oh, no, they are. Some of us
just don't make terrible
manifest
decisions.
It differently. I spent probably from the time I was like 17 until I was about 25 making the worst possible decisions ever. So I got it all out of my system. All the bad things that could happen, they've all happened. So
was it hard? Was it hard to not drink when you broke up? Was that like a first? That's the first thing you think to do when that happens.
Yeah.
You go on a bender.
It's true.
You see Allie, man. She was thrown up over there on the corner of Stay Gold at the bar.
Did you see Allie? She was talking about cats over there in the corner at Stay Gold. Show me pictures of her cats.
Did you guys see Allie over the corner of the bar at Stay Gold at 9:45 saying she had to get home because her cats were alone?
That's pretty much it, yeah. I don't deal well with the addiction of alcohol. So it's something I want to stay away of because I don't like it in other people. So it was easy for me to not drink.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
It just seems like that would be like a trigger.
Yeah.
You know,
I did watch all the entire season of Narcos in like 2 days, though. So that was kind of like a drug by myself. So good.
When it came out. Yeah.
All those guys are so good looking. Love it.
It was great, man. It was. You know that guy didn't even speak Spanish?
The guy who played Pablo?
Yeah.
Really?
He spoke just Portuguese.
Wow.
And he spoke really well, good Spanish.
They were all
really
great.
Really well Spanish.
Really well Spanish.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great, that's a fascinating story.
I had no idea the impact or like how
huge it was?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought, oh, Pablo Escobar, cocaine. Meh. Cool.
Yeah.
That's all I knew before.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
So what would you say?
Okay.
My turn for questions. So as far as getting this album out, this EP that I already released months ago, what are some like guerrilla ways to just like get it out there? Like, and get like just simple things like regional reviews. And my first one, I got all the reviews I wanted.
Hired a publicist.
Yeah. But this one, I still didn't get all the reviews I wanted. And I know the Chronicle backlogs a lot.
Oh, but, and it might come out like next month. Like, yeah. Oh, here's Allie Holder.
Yeah. But I don't know. I just want to do more. Like, send it to radio stuff, even if I have to do it myself. Like,
do you have friends there?
Where?
You friends with Lori Gallardo, right?
I mean, yeah, we're friendly. But
They play your stuff?
I don't know if they play my stuff.
What about KGSR? What about Sun Radio? That's
yeah,
more of
they
a,
definitely play it okay. on Sun Radio.
You're friends with Kevin?
I don't know who I'm friends with there, but they're all pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's all about friends like that and finding the Sun Radio in Dallas or finding the Sun, yeah. You know what I mean?
I just have to do my research and just start hounding people.
I thought that's what you got a publicist for, that they had already done the research.
Well, I mean, they did. I
guess radio people, it's a different, radio, right, separate. Right, right.
Yeah.
There's those kind of people, but I don't really trust that. That seems
like,
a little.
It seems like a lot of money for not a lot of return, and there's never guarantees.
And there's no guarantees.
Yeah.
I think you're doing the right thing. I mean, I think making videos and yeah. kind of like, it's weird because the culture now is more about a news feed that's yeah. going by real fast. So
yeah.
the smaller pieces you can put out more of,
yeah,
like making a video, you know, it seems yeah. like that gets you more visibility. I don't know, dude. You know what? I feel like this whole fucking thing is crazy.
It is.
Like when you're, I mean, even just when I'm putting out a show, I'm like, hey, listen to my show. There's 350,000 other podcasts. Like, that's not a joke. That's a number.
Yeah.
I mean, there's literally 350,000 other people going on Facebook going, hey, check out this show.
Check out my podcast.
I'm talking to so and so.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then there's like NPR affiliated ones that have like.
Oh, yeah. They've heard they're on the radio.
Massive yeah. campaign.
Huge audience.
Them.
Or somebody like a jerk like Elizabeth McQueen. Who has that thing behind her and starts a podcast and immediately it's super awesome and Gary Clark Jr. is on it.
She's so cool.
She is so cool.
She's my neighbor.
She is?
Yes. I love walking by her house.
On your street is you, Stephanie, Elizabeth, and David?
Who's
and
David?
David Sanger, her.
Oh, her husband?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, she's like,
Mr.
here's
McQueen.
Cherrywood, here's a cross street, here's Kern Ramble. She's right there. She's like a 2-minute walk.
Whoa.
I don't know her that well, but I love her.
I'm going to have to delete that from the podcast.
Oh, don't delete it. Sorry. No one lives there.
That is
Shern Famble. That was
not
a street.
Where members of Asleep at the Wheel live.
Oh, well.
That's all right. Doesn't
you can
matter.
Come to my house. We don't care. We're not cool.
You guys are cool, though.
Thank you. We are cool.
Is there anything I got to know?
I feel like I'm trying to manifest all these positive things, and I feel like I'm going to keep manifesting. Last year I tried to manifest, and then my like ego would be like, meh, actually you suck. But this year I'm just going to keep manifesting. So at the end of the year, we should reassess and see what's happened.
Okay. We'll get back together.
Yeah.
And sit down.
Yeah.
In December of 2016.
Yeah.
And where's Allie at?
Yeah. Are you going to manifest some things for this year?
Oh, yeah. I've got some things. I've actually, honestly, I've been thinking about hiring a publicist.
Really?
Because this is a vacuum. There's no way for people to happen upon this show.
No.
You don't just turn on the radio and you hear the end of it. What was that? It's just like... You got to know it's happening and you got to go to it and find out about it. So I got a little press this last year without one and I was really lucky. Yeah. I don't know why even. I've even asked, like, I was like, why did you do this? And they're like, who asked why?
Yeah, that's
literally
true.
What the lady was like.
Good call.
Who asked why? I was like, well, I just kind of want to know if I'm doing something right or wrong or.
Yeah.
Did you feel sorry for me and thought like you wanted to put me in a magazine or something? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I thought, I think that I need to do that and I need to make more music of my own. In fact, I got asked last night to play keyboards for a different band on a couple of gigs. And I was like, no, I'm going to focus on me.
Good for you. Even just set up like, I'm going to write one song a month.
Yeah.
Or one song every 2 weeks.
I got to do more. I won't do it. It's like this show. If I didn't put out two shows a week, if I put out one show a month, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah. Well, then get crazy.
Yeah, I'm going to get crazy. I'm going to do my morning writing.
Yes.
What is that called?
Morning pages.
Morning pages.
Have you done the Artist Way?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's awesome.
It's over there, I think.
3 pages, even on a tiny notebook.
Three pages.
That's it. All. Yeah. And you can just stop.
Yeah.
It can just be the dribble from your brain.
And you know what? I find a lot of songs in there.
Yeah.
Lines. A line that starts a song.
Yeah. I find a lot of I feel less crazy throughout the day if I've gotten it out.
That's what I do with exercise.
Oh, see, I wish I did that.
It burns off some of that. I think inside I'm a puppy. That's my spirit animal, by the way.
Yeah, puppy.
I'm just a puppy. And like, you know, you got to take a puppy out and let him run around so he'll fucking not chew up all your shit.
Yeah.
That's who I am. You got to take me out, run me around, or I will chew up the carpet.
I will destroy your shoes.
I'll destroy your shoes and hats. Well, do you ever go to the Austin Music Foundation?
I did. Yes. The answer to that is yes.
They asked me to come to this meeting that starts pretty soon. I was thinking about going to it, but then I was thinking
it's a new year.
I've gone to those things though, and I just kind of sit there and go like, what? Why? Because they've got a thing. Maybe they need my input.
Face. Yeah.
They do need to see
and
my
And you're
face.
Like, hey, I have this podcast. And they're like, hey, here's some free publicity.
They know I've got the podcast.
Yeah. Do it. Go. Thank you for having me.
You want to go?
No. I have to go meet my friend Christy Hayes and do some computer work.
Tell her I said hi. She was on the show a long time ago, a live one at the Antones that was over there.
Yeah, she's my other fave.
Yeah, she's really good. Is she still doing stuff?
Yeah, she was up in Montana for a while. She actually just had really intense wrist surgery, so she's not playing right now, but she's still doing stuff.
Well, tell her I said hi. I liked her music and I liked her as a person. Allie Holder, I like you.
I like you.
Thank you. Allie's album. From My Veins Will Fall.
Yes.
Great album.
Thank you.
It really is. It really is great.
You've got
a beautiful voice. And if you don't have In Preparation for Saturn's Return, her release before that, pick it up. She will be playing Tuesday, January 12th and 26th at Stay Gold. And I think this is going to come out after the 12th. But also February 9th and 23rd at Stay Gold. Those are at 10 p.m. And those are with a band.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tuesday, January 19th and February 16th at the Black Heart.
Yes.
With Solo. And the guys from
Sideshow.
From Sideshow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for coming. Was this a good interview?
Me.
Was it just weird? Did we just talk? I thought it was fun.
I thought it was great.
Yeah.
It's a great Tuesday morning.
Yeah, if you didn't like it, thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for coming, Allie.
Bye. Oh, and the things I do to feel alive.
All right, that was Allie Holder. You can see her tonight, Tuesday, January 19th at the Black Heart if you live in Austin. If you don't live in Austin, you can find her at allieholder.com. And don't forget, pick up her album, From My Veins Will Fall, which is available now. Thank you so much for listening to the show. While you're out there
looking up stuff about Allie Holder, don't forget you can like our Facebook page. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or on Stitcher. You can find us in a lot of places. And hey, do us a favor. Like our Facebook page. When you see a podcast up that you listen to and you like, or someone that you like, share it. It helps us spread the word. We need to get the word out, get these numbers up, and get some bigger advertising so that we can keep this show free for you, the listener, all right? Let's get to some more music from Allie Holder. This is more music from her album, From My Veins Will Fall. I hope you guys all have a great week. Let's get down.
So fearful of what you will and what you will not make. Try not to be so careful. You got intake to give and give to take. You got intake to give and give to take. This is a change in your consciousness and it transcends polarities. It is ever so soundless and sudden in the changes that it brings. Oh,